Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast channel, The Diary of a Black Girl. And I am really glad to have you here today. I am so sorry that I have been away. I've been busy with some stuff and all of that, but that's okay. I'm back now. So, on today's episode of our podcast channel, I'm going to be talking about something we rarely pay attention to. That is love languages for friendship. Yeah. You know, we pay so much attention to our romantic relationships that oftentimes we tend to forget about our normal friendships. We feel like it's only love relationships that require a lot of work and a lot of effort. But the truth is, our normal friendship, the regular friendship that you have with just a friend, with just your best friend, is as important in our lives as much as our romantic relationships. Now, the thing is, if you look at your normal relationship, you don't try to think of, what do I do to make my friendship work? What do I do to, you know, make my friend happy? What do I, you know, you don't pay extra attention to details like that. But when it comes to your romantic relationship, you spend a lot of time trying to think of what your partner likes, what your partner will want, what your partner prefers. Now, I think we should also carry that same energy into our normal relationships, normal friendships. Now, have you tried asking your friend before what is their love language? What do they like to do? How do they like to be shown love? I mean, for instance, my friend might not be an accessory person. So me buying an accessory, say a wristwatch, earrings or something for her. Good example, my best friend does not wear earrings. She doesn't. Now, let's say I don't pay attention and I just decide to buy her a pair of earrings once. That will be me giving her a gift like not something that she likes, and this happens a lot in most friendships. You tend to give gifts that you like or gifts that you think that person will like, but not gifts that they really like. Now, the thing is, you can actually get to work around this and get to understand your friend, know your friendship more, and you know, get the hang of everything. All this is by applying the same love languages that you apply in your romantic relationship. Apply it in your normal friendships. Ask your friend, how do you want to be loved? What are your top three love languages, or all five of them? How do you prefer to be spoken to? At least, you know, in friendships, I think physical touch doesn't apply to friend. No, it does. It applies to friendship. It could be in form of hugs, you know. It could be in form of hugs, yeah. So you just have to check on what is really important for your friend. What does your friend really like? What do they want? Now, when you do that for your friendship, it will tend to, you know, elevate that friendship, because your friend tend to have a fresher energy, a renewed energy, and they bring that into the friendship and make you work even more. And now, paying less attention to your normal friendship because of a romantic relationship is a total no. Friends are very important in our lives. They're like a very important part of us. Most times, before you meet your lover or before you get into your romantic relationship, your friends have always been there. So you just have to get to know them better, get to know what they want, what they like, and what they really, really want from you. For some people, it may not be easy communicating with them and getting to know this, because some people do not know how to communicate. The point is, you observe those kind of people. Observe them and get to know them, and you know, just don't rush the process. Take your time and like get to know everything there is to know before you conclude on what they like or what they do not like. And I think another thing I would like to talk about is making gifts a normal thing in your friendship. Oftentimes you are in a romantic relationship and all you can think about is, what do I get for my man, what do I get for my woman, and stuff like that. Hey, let me tell you something, your friend would also appreciate such gesture, so you should learn to give them gifts as well. Once in a while, could be maybe a time, hey, I just thought of you and I decided to send this to you. It doesn't even have to be expensive, you know. Giving gifts and expressing your love to someone through gifts doesn't have to be expensive. It could be the most basic of things. Most times, them just getting to know that, oh, they thought about me and got me this gift is like everything there is, or everything they will ever want, because they're like, oh, this person thought about me and decided to get me water. You know, it's oftentimes it's actually the thoughts that counts and not even the gifts. The fact that that person was thinking of you and decided to give you a gift is like a motivating factor for you, something that endears you to them more, and something that makes your heart warm up to them a lot. So you have to learn to give gifts the same way you think of giving your boyfriend, your lover, your spouse gifts. That same way you should maintain that same energy in your friendships. You should learn to give them something that will make them, you know, that will make them understand that you're putting in work and effort into your friendship. You should normalize asking them for a time out. Maybe you discovered you both have been really busy for a while or something, and you just said, okay, how about we hang out today, and how about we hang out tomorrow, how about we just go grab lunch somewhere. It doesn't, like I said, it doesn't have to be something fancy. It doesn't even have to be expensive. It just has to be, you know, it just has to be born out of love. It just has to show that you care, you love them, and you are thinking about them. Okay, guys, this episode was really, really short, because I actually just moved places, and getting to understand my environment is taking me a lot of time to adjust, and also I am trying to get to know the best time to record, and I am not really comfortable recording right now, because it's weird, it feels weird, and I'm not really feeling this, so I am still trying to adjust. It's more likely that after dropping this episode, it might take more than a week before I send in another one, but please, 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 please know that I am seriously working on getting to know the best time to record, the best time I can really be myself, you know, without having to disturb other people and all of that. So guys, I am still thinking of how to do that. So when I get to adjust finally, you're going to get an episode from me. So it was nice doing this again with you guys. You know, you can reach me on Instagram at Dear Mirabelle, and you can also reach me on Twitter at Dear Mirabelle. Dear Mirabelle as in DEARMIRABELLE. I take that again, DEARMIRABEL at Dear Mirabelle on both Instagram and Twitter. I hope to see you guys again next time. I love you, and I remain your host, Mirabelle.